The Illinois River connects with the Mississippi and is the only link between the Great Lakes and the Gulf of Mexico. Half of all agricultural products produced in the upper Midwest are shipped by barge down the Illinois. But decades of erosion and pollution from agricultural runoff have choked the Illinois River, threatening both shipping and aquatic life. The $450 million project will convert farmland along the river back to a buffer zone of forests and marshes. The voluntary program pays farmers not to plant those fields for up to 15 years. Greg Gunzer is the president of the Illinois Corn Growers Association.
What this allows the farmer to do is to retire that sensitive ground, put it into a conservation reserve program that enhances wildlife habitat. It keeps the soil on the ground instead of washing into the river. It provides open spaces. And still does not punish them economically.
More than 200,000 acres of ecologically sensitive land in the Illinois River Basin could be affected by the program. The program is scheduled to begin next month. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.